Shine representative declines to address China cotton questions at UK hearing. A lawyer for Chinese fashion brand Shine was accused of disrespecting British members of parliament after failing to answer questions about the origin of the company's cotton products at a hearing on Tuesday. Yinan Zhu, Shine's general counsel for Europe, told MPs on the Business and Trade Committee that some of Shine's suppliers are in China. She repeatedly declined to say whether any of Shine's products contain cotton from China or from the country's Xinjiang region after being pressed several times by the committee chair, Labour MP Liam Byrne. She also declined to answer Byrne's questions on whether Shine believes there's forced labour in Xinjiang. Zhu referred the committee to the Code of Conduct of Shine suppliers and offered to write to the committee members about any further questions they may have. A published Code of Conduct on Shine's website says suppliers shall not use forced labor, including prison labor, bonded labor, or other forms of forced labor. Zhu told the committee that third-party auditors of Shine suppliers are particularly vigilant on forced labor and child labor issues and declined to say if the company prohibits sourcing cotton from Xinjiang. Zhu also declined to confirm reports that Shine is seeking to be listed on the London Stock Exchange and that Shine had sought permission from the China Securities Regulatory Commission to be listed in the UK or the United States. "I'm not able to comment on any questions related to the matter," Zhu said, adding that she's not familiar with the details of the news report on seeking permission from Chinese authorities. She told the committee that the company complies with all applicable laws and regulations in the countries where it operates. Liberal Democrat MP Charlie Mayeard said he found it completely ridiculous that the lawyer declined to state whether Shine is selling cotton products made in China. "I find it very unhelpful and disrespectful that you're here doing this," he said. Concluding the session, Byrne said the committee had been pretty horrified by the lack of evidence from Shine. "You've given us almost zero confidence in the integrity of your supply chains. You can't even tell us what your products are made from," the MP said. "You can't tell us much about the conditions which workers have to work in, and the reluctance to answer basic questions is frankly bordered on contempt of the committee." Shine didn't respond to the Epoch Times request for comment by publication time. During the same session, representatives from Stephen Heary, senior legal counsel at Temu, said the platform does not permit sellers from the Xinjiang region. According to the latest U.S. report on human rights practices in China, the Uyghurs and other ethnic minorities in Xinjiang continue to be put in extrajudicial internment camps, prisons, and other re-education training schemes. International businesses have faced pressure to leave the region. In November 2024, Volkswagen said it would divest its joint venture factory in Xinjiang, 2 months after international lawmakers urged it to do so, in recognition of the impossibility of meaningful human rights due diligence in the region. In September 2024, days after Byrne was elected as the chair of the Business and Trade Committee, the Labour MP called on the new Labour government to introduce its own version of the U.S. Uyghur Forced Labour Prevention Act. Under U.S. law, all goods that come wholly or partly from Xinjiang or made by an entity on the UFLPA entity list are presumed to be forced labor products and banned from entering the United States, with the onus on the importers to prove their shipments are not in violation of the act. Campaigners have previously called on lawmakers to close the gap between UK and US legislation, saying it has turned the UK into a dumping ground of Uyghur forced labor products.